Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Friday, July 19th. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub, qanon.pub. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications on your phone when Q is posting, you can go to the Play Store. Qmap is one of the apps available, also Q Alerts, both the light and the full version. If you have an iPhone, you can get the Get Pushed app and then look for the QAnon notifications. All right, my theme for this broadcast is Q Baby, or Baby Q, however you want to say it. This is kind of a part of a little drama we've got going on here concerning the president, his rally in North Carolina on the 17th, and this baby was in the audience. So let me get the volume turned up on this, and I will rewind this here. Let's see. All right.
That's more important. Look at that beautiful baby. Look at that beautiful baby. Wow, what a baby. What a baby. That is a beautiful baby.
Cute baby.
That's like from an advertisement. Perfect. Look how happy that baby is. So beautiful. Thank you, darling. That's really nice. It's a great thing. Is that your husband? That's a great thing. Thank you. Congratulations, husband. Man. What a picture. But we're going to have the country all set for your child, okay? Because that's what it's about. Now, the media will say that's a prop. They say, no baby is so beautiful. That had to be a setup. I never saw that guy in my life, which is true.
Okay. So, the big deal about this baby and the onesie that the kid was wearing, it has a big Q on the back. And let me see if I can get this to enlarge a little bit. You can see right here on the onesie, there's a, it's a zero, it's an O, whatever, with a little blue, I don't know if it's ink, paint, tape, whatever it is, they're making a Q on the back. So, one of the Anons posted that. And Q responded, where we go one, we go all. And this is my artwork, actually, for this Twitter thread, which I forgot to post at the top of the Twitter thread. But people really like the artwork for this one. Actually, one person said it's their favorite of all the artwork that I've done for the Q thread so far. So we got, there was just so many people creating memes, creating artwork for the Q baby. All right, so the Crimson Jet on Twitter account posted the picture of the Q baby along with an old drop about QAnon baby and asked, what are the odds on this? So this is the old post, QAnon baby, and I'm gonna get into this, I'll explain all of this, how this is all related. All right. For those of you who have not been following that long, so Q reposted this tweet from the Crimson Jet, the Keck Bomb, also goes by, and said, outside the standard deviation, Q. Standard deviation is a mathematical expression talking about statistics, and if something is highly unlikely and improbable, it is outside the standard deviation. Okay, so this Anon said, well outside the standard deviation, very unlikely to be a coincidence. Q then said, what is the date today? 17th. This was on Wednesday. How many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible for Anon's Patriots? Q. All right, so we're going to go back to this QAnon baby thing, and I'll just explain the relevance of this. So this is a post from October 5th of 2018. And it's a link to a tweet by an account called QAnon Baby. Q wrote, important moment in time, The picture will be the signifier. The signifier will force the cue. The cue will be answered. Where we go one, we go all in three sets of parentheses, Q. Okay, going way back, June 20th, 2018, at the Trump rally in Duluth, Minnesota, President Trump pointed out a Q follower who uses a Twitter handle, QAnon Baby. All right, that's this guy right down here. He's got the big Q shirt on. And this is what the TV camera caught of that particular interaction. You can see the president kind of points to him right before he goes. Quick point. Okay. Now I want to show you this. This is from his mobile phone. He actually had this recording, and let me show you from the angle from his mobile phone. Okay, so you could see the little point there. He points right at Q, baby. QAnon, baby. All right. So at the Duluth rally, this happened. And the this fellow, who is actually, we've chatted on Twitter before, and he sent me some pictures I'm going to show you in just a minute. He posted this on Twitter. Q said, we serve at the pleasure of the president. We left the decision on timing to him. Today at the rally, he decided to make his decision, shift in tactics. This is regarding attacks on Q. All right, this is on June 20th of 2018. Then Q said, look for more direct confirmations. It's time, Q. So Q is basically saying that the reason Trump pointed at QAnon Baby was that the president wanted more direct confirmations, public confirmations, pointing at people wearing Q shirts, things of that nature. So on October 4th, 2018, QAnon Baby had another chance to connect with the president. He went to another rally. This time he had his picture taken with President Trump, and he had a chance to ask him about Q. Now, the day before he went to the rally, he messaged me and he goes, hey man, he goes, I'm going to see Trump tomorrow. I got a VIP pass. I get a chance to like talk to him. What should I ask him? And I said, ask him if he knows about Q. So he did. he asked the president about Q. And let me see if we can get this zoomed in here. Maybe it's not going to zoom in. No worries. I'll show you this in just a second. So he posted this on Twitter, and he said, okay, Q fam, I met real Donald Trump. I asked him the question, see the attached pic, which he posted on 8chan. Then he's got some hashtags in there. All right, and this is the post from 8chan, and we can see that. You can see here's a picture of him. He's got his VIP pass, and he said, VIP Anon here. I hate that name, by the way. I'm not a VIP, and I'm not really anyone famous anymore. But I want to thank all the Bakers and Anons here to contribute so much to the Q movement. So I went to the rally tonight. I had the privilege of meeting President Trump. What a great guy. Very personable, very nice in person. I had the opportunity to have my picture taken with him, and that they said they were going to mail it at a later date. So after the photo was taken, I asked him the question. Me, I have a question. Trump, okay. Me, is Q real? Trump, he looked at me right in the eye, paused for an uncomfortable second, then threw his hands out to the side and said, I don't know, maybe. Then another pause, and he said, I do know they're great people. And then he said, yes, they are. Okay, so that was his post on 8chan. Q responded to his tweet saying, important moment in time, picture will be the signifier. Signifier will force the Q, the question, and the question will be answered. Where we go one, we go all, in three sets of parentheses. Okay. The picture that was taken of the president was going to be mailed to him. When he got it, he posted this. Well, here it is, the photo with the president. I check the mailbox every day. It finally arrived in the mail. I'll let the Anons figure this one out. It's their job, not mine. Happy birthday, Q. He He posted it on October 28th, 2018, which is the 1 year anniversary of Q's first post. All right. So this was his 8chan post. And on the far left, you can see there is the photograph was in sort of a folder. And those are the two left photographs. On the right, he took pictures of the envelope and the stamp that was put on the envelope. In the middle is the back of the photograph with the president's signature. Now, interesting thing about the signature, here it is. It is a plus sign in three sets of parentheses. And most of you who have been following Q for a while know that we believe Q plus is the president. So Trump signed the back of this picture with a plus sign in three sets of parentheses, right? Q wrote, the Q will be answered, and where we go one, we go all is in three sets of parentheses. Coincidence? Right. So Q then posted this on, this is June 28th, 2018. We're waiting for a reporter to ask the ultimate question. What are they waiting for? They can end this at any time simply by asking POTUS, right? We may have to force this one, Q. So Q has been waiting for the media to ask the president if they will publicly confirm or deny, if the president will publicly confirm or deny his connection to Q. And they're getting to the point now where they're just taunting the media, begging them to ask the question. All right. This Anon said, I almost hope they don't ask. It would be fun to watch them try to manage the spin when 90% of the country is aware of you and all that you've been shining a light on while the mainstream media still can acknowledge it. I can see them squirming now. Q responded to that. It must happen. This is Q being verified by the president. It must happen. Conspiracy no more. Think of every post made. It would force us to prove everything stated to avoid looking crazy, correct? So the only way Q is ever going to have all this factual information validated is if the president publicly confirms who Q is or that Q is connected to the president. What do they fear most? Public awakening. If they ask, they self-destruct. They know this is real. See attacks. Q. So yeah, the media knows that Q is real. And they, rather than asking the question, they would just rather write all these articles claiming that Q, and making a lot of false claims about Q, rather than asking Trump directly if he is associated with Q. Okay. This account on Twitter, Good Medicine for Us, posted a video about Google's ability to manipulate votes through its search engine. This is Ted Cruz talking to an expert who has been researching Google's search engine and their manipulation of votes.
Whether or not you favor one candidate, do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton campaign's number one financial supporter was in the year 2016?
I think I do, but please remind me.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
Wow. Could you just say that again, please? Just
the 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying.
Okay, so you get the idea. This expert, Robert Epstein, has been studying the way Google manipulates search results and says that in 2016, they likely moved between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes because of search engine manipulation. So Q posted a link to that tweet and said, "Sheep no more, Q." Public is becoming aware that, you know, it's just crazy. I was thinking this morning, I was reading a news article about Microsoft and how Microsoft has created what they're touting as a suite of software that's open source that would allow people to verify their votes. And this software could be installed on voting machines, and it would allow people to verify their votes. Well, Microsoft and Google are doing all this work, supposedly, publicly, claiming they're all about vote integrity. And yet you see search engines being manipulated to basically to mess with the voting. So on the one hand, they're saying that they're all about vote integrity, and then they do things like manipulating search engines, which is exactly the opposite. And you see a lot of that. You're going to see this in as the Epstein case goes forward. You're going to see all these people who gave a lot of money to benevolent causes, to non-government organizations, to a lot of donations being made on the one hand to give these people an air of credibility. And then on the other hand, you're going to see how they were involved in some very heinous crimes. There's the public narrative, the public perception, and then there's what they do privately. All right, Q Baby and Q Baby's parents. we got a tweet from them, and people were tweeting out like crazy. Q Baby will be the most famous Anon ever, highest ranking Anon. And people are just putting out these memes on Wednesday night after the president pointed at the Q Baby. It was quite a party. If you're not on Twitter, you're missing out. Here's a video of the Q Baby someone took. All right, so moving along, Q. There's been a controversy on the Q Research Board. It's been going on for a few days. And Q finally directed the board owner to revert the construction of the threads or the bread back to the original form before he changed it. New structure eliminates, reduces the hive mind. Cataloging and expansion, why change a good thing? Board owner said, will do. Q said, thank you. Board owner asked, does this include removing the CAPTCHA at the top of the page when you want to post? And Q said, the CAPTCHA can easily be bypassed by those who would seek to cause disruption. Having it active serves no purpose. Board owner said, okay, done. Thank you for the direction. Q responded, thank you for your continued service, board owner. It's greatly appreciated. All right, this post was from yesterday. Q posted a picture of this building and said, symbolism will be their downfall. Q. That particular building is a public bathhouse in Aleppo, Syria. And let's see, hammam. I'm not even going to try to say that. My Arabic is not very good. But it's a public bathhouse in Aleppo, Syria. It was built in 1491 by the Emir of Aleppo. It was nearly destroyed during the previous wars, but still exists. All right. Now, if you look at that particular building shape and the archway and the painting, doesn't it look strangely familiar? It look a little bit like Epstein's building, that what looks like a temple on Epstein Island. Also note, these patterns on the cement around that temple are very similar to the patterns. This is a near a mosque in Aleppo, and you see very similar patterns on the floor. So I do not know what the symbolism means. I think we're going to find out. I don't think it is a positive thing, but just looking at some things that are connected. Q posted a link to an article about a former IT employee who worked for Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein apparently wanted cell phone availability everywhere on the island. This guy was helping set up the network. And he admitted that he frequently saw naked teenage girls on the island. He said most of them looked like they were 14 or 15 years old. Lots of naked girls by the pool, lots of posters of naked girls in buildings on the island. Now, in this article, this guy also says that the temple, the building that looks like a temple, was actually used as a gym. Q posted a link to the story and said, primary purpose of the article, a colorful building that some news reports have called a temple was actually a gym when Epstein worked out when he was on the island, Scully said, noting in an interview with ABC News that the gym had a memorable feature, a massive framed photo of a topless woman. Q then asked the question, how do you shape a story, fact versus fiction? Think for yourself, Q. So, right, they published this article where the guy says, no, that wasn't a temple where they were worshiping Satan, that was a gym. Because, hey, I've been inside the building, so I have a first-hand testimony. I'm sure we're going to learn otherwise in the coming days. Last year, Facebook published a poll at the top of some people's pages. Not everyone saw this poll, but it was a poll that was given to certain users on Facebook. And it asked them to express their views on pedophilia, whether they supported or endorsed pedophilia. And I suspect they may have put out that poll to find out public opinion, because they may have been trying to see how their normalization of pedophilia has been going, right? Well, a lot of stories on that. This is from New York Post. Q posted a screenshot of that New York Post article and said, worth remembering, Q. So I'm guessing we're going to see more of this in the news coming days. All right, so we have this post from Q. It involves an old drop, and it has to do with people are pawns in their sick game of global domination. People are divided to prevent the rising up of people. People are divided and taught to fight themselves instead of the ruling class, race versus race, religion versus religion, political versus political, class versus class, sex versus sex. When you're divided, you're weak. When you're weak, you have no power. So Q here is hammering this issue that they want us divided. Then writes, what happens when the public finds out the truth? What happens when the fake news media can no longer control the narrative? When disinformation is no longer swallowed or accepted as automatic truth? Change is coming. Great Awakening, Q. Right, once people begin to realize that they've been lied to, there is going to be a Great Awakening. And I, for one, I'm waiting for it. News came out yesterday. Epstein is going to be detained in jail until his trial. He's been ordered held without bail. And let's see. We have an article here from Vanity Fair that expresses the fear felt by politicians and celebrities as the exposure of corruption, their involvement with Epstein, unfolds. Here is a quote from the article. Jeffrey Epstein, as sexual assault thing grows to grotesque levels, there are said to be more than 50 women who are potential victims. A wave of panic is rippling through Manhattan, D.C. and Palm Beach as Epstein's former friends and associates rush to distance themselves. So Q posted a link to that article and said panic in D.C. I can imagine there's a lot of panic in D.C. Politicians and Hollywood, too. A lot of the wealthy people and stars in Hollywood have got to be freaking out, as well as leaders around the world, because a lot of these people are connected to Epstein, and it's all going to come out. All right. Adam Serwer, who is a reporter for The Atlantic, said this is all going to get so much worse. Jake Tapper retweeted Serwer. Sorry, let me get the other tweet here. And curiously, Jake Tapper just wrote Evergreen. Okay? Now, Q retweeted that tweet. And let me give you his thing. He said he's tweeted out Jake Tapper's tweet and said, explore further, Q. Well, we know that the Secret Service code name for Hillary Clinton was Evergreen. Bill Clinton, his Secret Service code name was Eagle. Barack Obama's Secret Service code name was Renegade. So when you see those names show up in Q posts, just remember we're talking about these people, and Evergreen, like I said, is Hillary Clinton. So apparently Jake Tapper suspects that Hillary is going to be involved in this whole Epstein thing at some point. We know that. It's going to come out. and by the way, for those of you who are not aware, Attorney General Barr did indicate that U.S. Attorney John Huber has been investigating Hillary Clinton. I'm going to play this little clip for you. It's an audio from Barr.
Huber had originally been asked to take a look at the FISA applications and the electronic surveillance, but then he stood back and put that on hold while the Office of Inspector General was conducting its review. So he has not been active on this front in recent months, and so Durham is taking over that role. The other issues he's been working on relate to Hillary Clinton. Those are winding down, and hopefully we'll be in a position to bring those to fruition.
Right, so Barr confirms that Huber has been working on matters related to Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation, possibly Uranium One, other things. So, you know, a lot of people have been saying that Huber's doing nothing. we heard it from the horse's mouth that Huber has been working on things related to Hillary Clinton. Okay. So John Outback Jack tweeted out this tweet with several images, and it involves the structure of Epstein's temple and a prior Q drop about the word keystone. So we have the temple, the keystone, this little stone in the middle, and we have the Q post over here. Q said, explore further. All right, in construction, a keystone is a trapezoidal shaped stone that holds the other stones in an archway in place. If you build the structure of an arch with these stones slightly curved and then put the keystone in place, it sort of locks this structure and makes it more stable. Okay, it's the key to holding it together. And in a sense, Epstein and his activities on Epstein Island are, I think, a keystone in taking down this global cabal of corrupt, evil people. All right. Now, the post from Q is this one. And it mentions the wealthiest people in the world. All right. I don't know if I'm going to get this to load. Hang on a sec. Let me see if I can get this to come up. Here we go. This is a post from November 11th, 2017. So about, I don't know, 2 weeks into Q's operation. Hard to swallow, important to progress. Who are the puppet masters? House of Saud, 6++, $4 trillion plus. Rothschild, 6++, $2 trillion plus. George Soros, 6+, $1 trillion plus. Focus on the above three. Public wealth disclosures are false. Many governments of the world feed the eye. Think slush funds, think war, think environmental PACs, all of them feeders, money that feeds the wealthy families. The triangle has three sides, the eye of providence. Follow the bloodlines. What is a keystone? Does Satan exist? Does the thought of Satan exist? Who worships Satan? What is a cult? Epstein Island, what is a temple, what occurs in a temple, worship. Let me go to the second half of this post. What occurs in a temple, worship. Why is the temple on top of a mountain? How many levels might exist below? What is the significance of the colors, the design, and the symbol above the dome? Why is this relevant? Again, talking about the symbolism. Who are the puppet masters? Have the puppet masters traveled to the island? When, how often, and why? Vladimir Putin said the New World Order worships Satan. Q. So, it's all coming out. And it is very interesting to me that Keystone was mentioned in this drop with Epstein's Island and the worship of Satan. Just to let you know, there are, I think, multiple interpretations for the Keystone. People have been sending me messages for a long time about their interpretations of the Keystone. Q has interpreted the Keystone already to be a symbolic representation of President Trump and the military and intelligence that is given to average people. And that forms a keystone that can be used to take down corrupt people. So Keystone has multiple interpretations, if you're wondering. And all right, gonna move on here. This is a post from the 18th. Q wrote, note the date of the post, November, this is the 11th, 2017. Note the events that are happening today, reconcile, news unlocks, Q. As is often the case, if you look back at some of the older posts by Q, the real deeper meaning of them is only revealed when certain news events happen. All right, Q posted this and said, shall we play a game? Reconcile, Q. We have the, somebody made a poster of the squad. Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And they're calling them the Jihad Squad, attacking the president for being a racist. If Trump is a racist, why was he the first president to nominate a black woman to be a general in the military? All right. And then Q reposted one of the watches from the March, I think it was 27th, watch proof, and said it's worth remembering. That is this post here. Okay, so I'll just give you a little history on that. And then Q wrote this afterwards, responded, if you look close enough, you might see someone in the reflection of the watch. So March 20, let's see, was this the 27th? Yes, March 27th of 2019. Q posted this watch and said, marker one, set, Q. Then, and here's a close-up image if you want to see that. The date on this watch is the 19th, and today is the 19th. So some of us are expecting today might be the confirmation of the watch proof. Q also posted marker two, set, Q. The date on that watch is the 27th. All right. Lots of speculation about whose reflection this might be in the watch. I don't know. I'm not going to guess. And I don't know if we're going to get confirmation today. But Q said it is worth remembering. And Q did say, if you look closely enough, you might see someone's reflection, I'm guessing. So perhaps we're going to find out more about that soon. Q then posted this. A couple of passages from scripture. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know in full, even as I am fully known. That's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13. I'm sorry. I think I have that's the wrong scripture reference there, because it's longer than that. I'm going to go on to Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the saints. That is Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Now, let's go back to this passage from 1 Corinthians. I actually had an interesting dream a couple nights ago. Let's see, today is Friday. I think it was Wednesday night. It was the day before Q posted this. So Q quoted the Apostle Paul, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror." I think that is relevant to the watch proof, in that Q is drawing our attention to the reflection. However, let's go a little bit further. "Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." All right, now, in this dream that I had Wednesday night, Q was, it's very hard to describe this dream because it was a conceptual dream, but Q was becoming more tangible, more real, more transparent about his nature and his identity and who he really is. People were able to see him, or not like physically see him, but know him in a more real way, if that makes sense, right? In this dream, I just became aware and I saw that Q was less mysterious and becoming more real and transparent. And I think I find it very interesting that Q posted this scripture verse, which says, "Then we shall see face to face, but now we only know in part." So I don't know if Q is actually planning on a little more transparency in the coming days. I think it's possible, but it's interesting that I had a dream that on Wednesday night that was the content of the dream. All right. That is all I have for you on this update. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Love you all. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.